Hi, this is your girl, Nashayla Moore, and I'm going to do a podcast today. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm just a little under the weather. My sinuses and everything is bothering me, due to the change of the weather. This is the season. The weather here where I'm at is unpredictable, but it's okay. It's cool. You know, I'm still going. I just wanted to touch bases on a subject and talk about a topic. It's really a common topic in regards to the relationship. I seen a post or whatever, and I said, you know what, I'm going to talk about this. I think I mentioned this before in one of my other topics or one of my other podcast shows, but I just want to reiterate. I wasn't going to do a real long podcast, but I wanted to talk about it, ladies and gentlemen. This show is talking about cheaters. Yes, cheaters, ladies and gentlemen. The reason I want to bring this up, because the situation or whatever, a person that was cheating felt that their situation that they were doing, they were just a career cheater. They felt that it was okay. Yeah, they felt it was okay. And they used the term, it's my life, and, you know, I do what makes me happy. Yes, I really agree with you. I have a lot of agreement in that, what they're, you know, with the way they feel and the way they're thinking. But, ladies and gentlemen, the reason I wanted to talk about this, and I didn't want to do a long podcast, the person was so, and if I sound a little stuffy again, I do apologize. That's why I said I wasn't going to do a real long podcast, but I'm going to get right into it because I wanted to talk about it. How do you feel that this is your life and you do what you want to do, which is fine. You can do what you want to do. This is your life. But when you have other people involved, you have brought them into your world. And to me, that is very narcissistic, to cheat on someone and then leave that person for that person and then turn around and be with that person, and then you're cheating on that person for another person. That is just totally ludicrous. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you get in the situation where you tell people and they understand and they are aware, then that's okay. Because people have to understand, if you put the cards on the table and you let them know, this is what I do, this is who I am, this is what you have to accept, then people have to get on board and either deal with it or leave it alone. But most people who have self-love and understand who they are as a person coming into the situation and they want more out of a relationship is not going to deal with that. Now, the reason I want to talk about it, the person really think that there's nothing wrong with them. Absolutely crazy, insane. I mean, just totally mentally ill. The reason I say that, and I'm just calling a spade, because I used to be a career cheater. It was all about me. I just, you know, everything was about me. I made excuses on top of excuses on top of excuses of why I should cheat, but never looked at the fact that I was hurting people. I was lying all the time, and I constantly had to tell a lie to clear up that lie, tell another lie to clear up that lie, tell up another lie to, and it just went on and on and on. Why? Because something was missing in me, and I didn't want to accept or look in the mirror and accept that I had something wrong with me, and I tried to compensate by having all these other people when it was me who needed to change. I'm gonna say it again, ladies and gentlemen, again, because I am a little under the weather with my sinuses, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not gonna do a real long podcast, but again, because of the fact that I had some shortcomings, it was something going on with me. You know, whether it was something I seen as a child, as a young woman, or whether I was hurting from some being previously hurt, whatever the situation was that caused me to step out of my relationship, it wasn't the people's fault. You know, because they basically, sometimes people genuinely love you or care about you, whether it's a relationship, situationship, whatever ship you want to call it. They genuinely love you and they really, really want to make it work. They genuinely want to make it work. They want to make it work. I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. They want to make it work and they basically, they want to try to see what's going to happen, you know, with you. And they want to see if they can do something right or positive. And a lot of times, ladies and gentlemen, you don't understand that people will go out their way to be there for you. And when to be there for you, they're trying to, like, basically in so many ways save you. When you need to save yourself. Can't nobody save you, you know? A cheater has to wake up on their own. A cheater has to wake up and see and smell the coffee on their own. But at the same time of you doing it, don't take hostages. Don't bring other people down in your cycle, your vicious cycle of hurt, pain, destruction. Because that's all it is. Hurt people hurt people. And as you realize that hurt people hurt people, then you will see that it's just a vicious cycle. It's a vicious cycle. I don't know what to tell you what's going on in with a person, because I'm not a doctor. All I could do is tell you that when a person cheats or whatever, when a person cheats, a person basically do not understand the seriousness of the cheating when they're cheating on a person. They don't understand the seriousness when they're cheating on a person. You know, it's really it's a vicious cycle. And again, you can cause a lot of hurt, and not just mentally hurt. You can cause a lot of physical hurt as well. You can cause a lot of physical hurt as well, because down the line, if somebody is not able to handle what you're dishing out, basically, they will basically lash out. And you never know, it can get volatile. And if it gets volatile, guess what? You don't want somebody to hurt you because you're a notorious cheater and you don't understand what you're doing to somebody, because other people are affected by your actions. You have to be very careful with that. You have to be very careful with that, ladies and gentlemen. You have to understand that cheaters are really hurt people, and they are narcissistic. A lot of times they are number one, and they know how to gaslight people, because they manipulate the people that they're in the relationship with because they want to keep you there. So they have all type of manipulative ways to keep you in the relationship to benefit from you. You know, whatever benefits you bring in the relationship, that is what they want to maintain and keep. They don't want you to leave because it's all about them. This is why I say they're narcissistic. So when I seen the post earlier and I said I was going to not do a long podcast, I was only doing a short podcast, 15 minutes. I wanted to let you know that cheaters, I have been there. So I'm not going to talk about something I haven't done. Been there, done that, wrote the book. But what I am going to say, there's something really wrong when you have to compensate all the time in your relationship. And then you want to look at the shortcomings of the person when the shortcomings are you. You are the shortcomings. You are the person that needs to look in the mirror and understand something is wrong with you. Until Nishayla Moore looked in the mirror and realized there was something wrong with her, I would have never understood the whole thing about cheaters or cheating. I kept blaming other people why I was cheating. Oh, he's not around. Oh, he doesn't do this. No, you don't know how to love one person. Look at yourself in the mirror and deal with a situation instead of trying to use an escape to get out of whatever it is that you're in. You have to understand, no person is perfect in a relationship. You have to understand, if you want to be with somebody, you have to make it work. But all the cheating and excuses, oh, they didn't do this, they didn't do that. She don't cook, she don't do that, he don't do this, he don't give me money. Guess what? If you got to find something else, but you can't keep bringing everybody into the vicious cycle making excuses, because it's all about you in the end. And guess what? People get hurt really bad. And I'm not talking about just mentally hurt. You could get somebody really hurt, because I had a stalker off of my cheating. And I'm not going to go through this, ladies and gentlemen. I just wanted to talk about it for a hot second. I just wanted to let you know that is not good. You have to be careful. When you're a cheater, kind of look deep within yourself and try to figure out what's going on. Because it's not always the other person that is lacking or shortcoming. It could be you. It could be you. Something is missing in you. Something is missing in your life. Something that you need to go sit on somebody's couch and check out, or maybe talk to somebody or pray about. Whatever you want to do, whatever works for you. That is my disclaimer. Whatever works for you to get help. You cannot blame other people for your cheating, because in the end, it backfires. And guess what? The last person standing, it won't be you, because you'll be the one that'll be hurt. You'll be the one that'll be hurt. You're the one that still have all this extra stuff on you mentally, because you'll wind up hurting people. And then you could cause other people to get hurt. People that are in love with you or care about you. You cause fights and distension and all kind of stuff. It's just a mad crazy thing to do. And I'm not saying that people are not going to still do it. You do what you want to do. I have to say this, but you know, because we all are adults and we have to be responsible for our actions. You have to do whatever is best for you. But what I'm saying from experience, you cannot go out and continuously cheat on people and draw people in with your emotions. Because at the end of the day, people are going to be hurt. And you don't know how people are going to take the cheating or anything else, or feel like, oh, you did this to me. You hurt me. Whatever. You don't know. People go through things as children. People go through things in marriages and situations and relationships. Whatever ship it is. Relationship, situationship, whatever ship you want to call it. It's whatever. Two or more. The bottom line is, you can't go around cheating and using people for your benefit to get whatever you want out of it, because you're having some type of issues with yourself and you need to look in the mirror. You know, once you figure that out, guess what? You won't even have a desire to cheat, because you'll be fulfilling your own needs and your own desires in every way, because you'll be trying to make yourself a better person. It's all about you. You don't have to get nobody to fulfill you. Fulfill yourself. Look at yourself. Do things better for yourself. It's a lot of things that you can improve on yourself. You don't have to use nobody to help you be a better person. You can look deep. If you got time to do all that nonsense and run around with 3, 4, 5 people and do this person and go here, guess what? You got time to have self-love and say, I can do things differently about myself. I could do this about myself. I could change this about myself. But don't just use people. Don't use people and think that it's okay. Don't use people and think it's okay, because it's not okay. It's really not okay. You know, you have to be smart. And realize at some point it's going to catch up with you. And that is what I don't want to see. You know, that's why I do this podcast. But the disclaimer is, at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, you have to do what's best for you. If this works for you, and if your cheating schemes or your cheating ways have not caught up with you, and you're good and you're doing it to the best of your ability, and it works for you and your people that's involved, guess what? You got to do what's best for you. But I'm telling you, at some point, it is going to blow up in your face, because I experienced it on several occasions, and I realized I could not continue to play the charade that I was playing, and I was being narcissistic because it was all about me. And every excuse in the book to use to compensate why I cheated. Everybody would say, oh, you're wrong. And I'd be like, no, because this is the reason. No, you're just selfish, Niche. You're just selfish. You don't want to do right by a person, because it's all about you. And that's what I had to realize. So I'm very passionate about the cheater thing, because I was a notorious cheater. That is my testimony, and I write about this stuff. I just want to conclude that I thank you guys for listening and tune. And I just wanted to say that. Now, for the cheaters that's out there, mad love, mad respect, whether you cheat or whether you don't cheat. I love all you guys who follow, listen, like, share, and follow in Niche Lamore. But guess what? The truth is what it is. But if it works for you, guess what? Niche Lamore, have no disrespect, because I can't change you. What works for you and it's working, guess what? It's working. Because everybody's situation is different. But there's a lot of people out here. They want to hear this type of situation, because they want to know if somebody else been in the same situation. And a lot of people have got in the very serious complication where they have almost got hurt. So be careful when you cheat on people. You don't know what people are going through, what people are dealing with, and you might not get the response you think you're going to get. You might get a stalker. You might get, I mean, it's just all types of things. It's levels to that. So I'm not saying, I'm not encouraging you to cheat. What I'm saying is just beware of a lot of the consequences that can happen when you're cheating on somebody, especially when you have good people. And the most important thing about cheating, you might lose some good people that really love you. And then in time down the line, when you really want to see them or you really want to need, or you really need them, guess what? They might not be around. So that is the biggest, like the biggest thing that you ever want to think about, because good people are hard to find. And I would hate to see you mess over good people, because I've messed over some good people, and I realized in the end that I should have never done that. But you know, that is another story. That is my testimony for you guys. I don't get into all the details, but I do tell you my testimony because I want you to know that most of this stuff, at least, what do I tell you guys, 75 to 90% of this stuff that I talk about on my podcast, I've been through it. I've been through it, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't just talk about it. I've been, Nashay Lamore has been through it. I just want to say thank you guys. I like, share, and follow. I'm on all the social media platforms. Check out my Grinch video. I did a Grinch video and I did a Santa Babies video. I just thank you guys, and you guys that are being the Grinch during the holidays, I pray for you guys and I hope and wish you well, because these are some hard times for people, you know, that have lost loved ones and broke up relationships and stuff like that. So my shout out goes to you guys, go out to you guys, because I know, as I understand, that when you don't have people that are there that you have normally been around during these, you know, holidays and stuff like that, it can be really hard. So I hope and pray that everything goes well, and I hope that you can stay strong through this, because if you can get through the holidays, you can get through anything. And remember to just try to practice self-love. Self-love is very big. You know, when you start loving on yourself or whatever, you understand the importance of your life, and you understand your purpose in life, and it just starts to grow on you, and it comes natural with your self-love. You know, you don't have to, how can I say, you don't have to try to do it. It just comes natural. So again, Nashay Lamore is out. I wasn't doing a long podcast. Like, share, and follow. Continue to follow me. I got a lot of interesting things. And just look out for new things or whatever. I'm going to do an online show, but I'll let you know when. And I just thank you guys for rocking with Nashay Lamore. You guys have a wonderful, today is Monday. You guys have a wonderful day.